Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code on the account?
Ma'am, I just want to let you know this. I made an order on March, and then it didn't come in. Then I called you guys on this July 17th. And just right now, I was online with someone, and he hung up. He said that it shows on July that you made the order, but we don't know what's going on. So anyway, what you need from me to see what's going on and have my order out or see if it is out or not? You want my address?
And I have the zip code.
95403. Now, ma'am, I barely hear you. Could you speak up a little louder?
Okay. May I have the first and last name? May I have your first and last name, sir?
Okay. Start writing it down. First name is start with B as in boy, A as in apple, H as in Harry, R as in Randy, A as in apple, M as in Mary. Bahram. You got that? The first name? I'm a little frustrated because I've been with two other people already, today and the other day. So sorry. What you need? Last name?
Mm-hmm.
A as in apple, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, A as in apple, D as in dog, I as I am, P as in Paul, O U R as in Randy, a study poor. Why? No, I said the other guy hung up.
Oh.
He was looking and then he hung up after 10 minutes. That's what I said. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Okay, I do apologize. I'm not showing no information.
You lost my information? Is that what you said?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not showing no account.
You seen my account?
Sir?
Yeah.
Could you repeat that information?
What information?
Because I'm not showing the account. I thought you just said something. Sir, could you provide me with the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number?
No, I'm not going to give you a credit card number or anything because I gave it to you guys 2 times already. So at first you need to find me, then I can get you anything you want.
Okay, I'm not with the information you provide. So do you have order ID number?
No. I was on the auto pay all the time. I was getting them every 3 months or every 2 months. Then it didn't come in, I guess, for some reason after the COVID-19. And I tried a month ago and ordered it again. They said they don't know what happened. So, and then I didn't see it again, so I called like on July 17 or 13, something like that, July 13. And I made the order again, and then this time they got the credit card and everything, and still I don't see anything happening, so that's why I called.
Okay, sir. I'll be more than happy, you know, if it's a problem that I can fix, but, you know, I'm not sure enough.
Okay, try this zip code. The zip code, try 95404. Because that, you guys sent it to my work before, too. That's the zip code for work.
What is your shipping address?
I have 2 shipping addresses. I'm going to give you. The first one is 1022 Santa Rosa Avenue, Santa Rosa, California.
Hold on. You said 1022?
Santa Rosa Avenue, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you spell your
one?
Last name? Okay. I'm
yeah.
Sure I have it. And you spell your last name ASSADIPOUR? Hello? 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 Hello?
Do you
Hello?
Have that? Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Now, I have located an account for the OMAX 3 or chip here, and your account has been canceled.
Ma'am, I don't hear you. Say it a little louder. What did you say?
Your account has been canceled.
Has been canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Look on in July 17 or 13, I made the order. See what's going on with that. Not on the March. Look on the July. It's the third attempt. I'm trying to order this thing from you guys now.
Okay.
And put myself back on the auto pay. I don't know what you guys
the last
done.
Time you ordered from us was on March the
6th. Okay. Well, whatever address, whatever thing you have there, repeat it again. That's what I told the guy last day. Those two guys are working from home. I know you're working from home too. For some reason, the connection not going through. They make the order. They say it's good. They get a credit card from me, and then nothing happened. So what's going on?
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you went through this. I can definitely place that order for you.
Well, that's what the guy said last time too, and I still. So you have no order for me?
No.
Do you have for my name under my home, maybe? Look on that, too. Can I give you that address, too?
Okay, now, I did see here in your notes that you've spoken to someone on the 21st, what was
okay.
today, and somehow that you all got disconnected.
So, ma'am, when is my product going to come in? That's what I need to know.
When your product coming?
No, I get every 2 months from you guys.
Okay. Well, I won't know because it's not coming through.
So who do I talk to see what's going on with my order?
Okay. We can. It's not no order showing. I mean, it's not no order showing.
Okay, so now I'm going to make an order with you, see if this time, third time is the charm or not. Okay, so let's do that. So you see what I had before, and it was coming every 2 months or 3 months, right? You see it on the March, the last order on March, right?
The last order, yes, was in March, uh-huh.
And what was it for?
The
for 2 months? Omax
Ultra Pure.
Omax what?
The Omax Ultra Pure.
Ultra Pure?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that was for 2 months or was for 3 months?
You said was for, that's for 2 months supply.
For 2 months?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, and then I was on an auto pay. So let's do that again. Put it on a 2 month supply starting now, sending me out the product, and every 2 months, how is that? So now if the other guy didn't do the order, now you're doing the order. But if he did it and then you're doing it, it's not going to be a double order, huh? But you're sure for sure that the guy didn't make the order going through, right?
Yes. Now, was you using American Express card?
Yes.
Was it ending 004?
Let me see here. That's right. That's the one that he took the order for that time. So, they recently he took it on a 217 on a July.
Okay.
I think the order may be in effect. Maybe I should just wait a little longer. Huh?
Okay. Well, I mean. They put the information in, it just didn't go through.
Okay, so you make it go through then, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. address do you would you like for it to be billed to?
What is it?
What address would you like for it to be billed to?
The address to be shipped to, you mean? Or
yes.
billed to?
I mean, what's the billing? What's one?
Oh, the billing is for 1022 Santa Rosa Avenue. And let's ship it to 1022 Santa Rosa Avenue.
And we're going to ship it to what, sir?
The same address you guys always did.
3417 Lake Park.
Oh, that's home. Yes, send it to the home.
3417.
But then the billing address for the car is not there, though, okay? It's 1022 Santa Rosa Avenue is the billing address.
Okay.
Pancho, can you go all the way to the back? I'm going to do two roll-ups from the other one and let you do the whole car since we have not that much more. Huh? That's it? You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. It's no more than a car, huh? It's a little wider, though. Huh? That's what I'm saying. May not. You bring it here, start here. I'll do the two roll-ups there. There you go. That's yours. You do the whole car. Better that way. Sorry for the inconvenience. Yes, ma'am. Are we good?
Yes, I'm just hanging there for me. I'm almost done.
And I'm going to write the confirmation number this time. Last time, I didn't do any of that. Okay. For the...
Okay, so we have confirmation here. And I'm... We have the Omax Ultra Pure. So I have a 2-month supply for the $48.
That's right. $48 shipped, right?
That's including shipping and handling. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
That's for the shipping and handling.
What's my total again? $48?
$48.
And that is including shipping and handling, right? And it's going to put it on an auto pay every 2 months. Come out for me. That's awesome. Ordered Omax Ultra, they call it.
We have the Omax Ultra Pure.
Ma'am, say it slow. Ultra what?
The Omax Ultra Pure.
Ultra Pure? Is that the one I'm getting?
Yes, the Omax Ultra Pure.
Okay, I get the 60 or 120 of them. I'm sorry, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many?
The
every
Omax
2 months?
Two months supply.
2 months supply has how many pills?
60 tablets.
No, 60 times 2, 120, not 60.
Well, yes, that's,
Each month is 60 then, yeah, okay. Okay, when you're ready, give me your confirmation, too.
Okay.
Please. Mom, what am I waiting for?
For me, I'm waiting for your order to go through.
Why did it take so long to go through? Do you know?
The following. I'm just making sure it's not any more, what you went through the last time.
Thank you.
That's all. I'm just
Is your computer slow? They don't give you a good computer to work with?
No, it's not. It's not slow. I'm just a person. I want to make sure that, you know, the customers satisfy, everything goes right.
Yeah, it was good. It was on a roll, coming every couple of months. And I don't know what happened that even stopped. I don't even know why it stopped.
Yeah, I'm looking now, and it looks like it's a problem for me as well. So I might have to... Hold on one moment. Okay, it successfully went through. So you're on the subscription now. It successfully went through.
Run through. And what's my confirmation number, dear?
Okay. As far as, let me see. One moment. Yes, our system is kind of backed up. It's acting like you have coronavirus. Backing up crazy. Do you have an email address?
Yes.
What's your email address?
Why do you need that?
Because I was going to send the email confirmation, but you don't have to provide us that.
No, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Give it to me. I write it down in there.
All right. What's your email address?
Suntint@sbcglobal.net. Sun like the sun that shines. You know, actually, just give me verbally. Give me the number if you have it. I'll write it down.
Okay. It's 145.
Okay.
80.
Okay.
46.
46.
Correct.
That's it?
Yes, sir. And everything has been went through. Now, we do have a new product. It's called a CryoFree. It's a pain relief roll-on. It works within seconds, and you can have it today for a cheaper price.
What are you talking about?
We have a new product called a CryoFree. It's a pain relief roll-on.
For what?
If you have, like, arthritis, pain or any type of pain, it's a roll-on.
Yeah, send me the information. Email me the information. I'm going to give you my email address. It's S as in Sam, U, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, I, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, suntint@sbcglobal.net.
I went ahead and applied. Emailed
me that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at it right now. And when is the charge going to happen, the $40 or $43, whatever you said, for my order?
You said when? You said when is what, sir?
The charge.
Okay, the charge. Well, it should go. It should took it out. It went out your account. But it can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
So when my shipment is going to go out, ma'am?
You said when you're shipping and handling what?
When my shipping is going to go. When my product is going to go out of the...
It'll go out tomorrow or later on today.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, hold on.
We made sure that we took care of everything. Allow 7 to 10 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I'm good to go. And that confirmation number, one more time, read it to me. Make sure that I have it correctly.
Your confirmation number is 145-8046.
Thank you very much. You've been awesome. Hopefully my product is going to go out and I get it within a week or so.
Correct.
Ma'am, thank you very much. And do you send me the email for the other product so I can go look at it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a good day there. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling with customer service.
Okay. Hello, Suntin, how can I help?
Yes, hi, I had a question. Can I get a quote on a 2000 Honda Accord to get my windows tinted?
What year Honda Accord?
It was 2000.
You said, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's a 2000 Accord four door.
Okay, and you want to do the front doors, back windows?
Yeah, the whole thing back, the whole four, and then the back, and then the black strip here in the front.
Okay, with all that, we would be 365.
365, okay, what's going to be the darkest kit?
You can show whatever, you can...